you talking about?
I had ordered this phone, and it said curbside delivery. Like, it was going to be there today and shit. And they said, yeah, we got one in stock. These motherfuckers talk about some, it'll be ready between December 21st and 29th. I was like, motherfucker.
God damn.
Yeah. I like, y'all niggas got me. How do I cancel?
You need a new phone or you just order one?
I need one because this bitch be tripping on me. I be talking to people, that bitch will go out on me. And, like, I be looking at some shit, and that shit is just reboot. All kind of stupid shit. I think Apple doing this shit on purpose to try to get me to upgrade. Well, they successfully probably got me to upgrade. They got me, so fuck it.
Yeah, I
fuck
had to make some pizza rolls, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I ain't make shit tonight. I ate some McDonald's.
I was going to watch that Keisha Cole shit, but then that shit just got canceled.
Oh, they did cancel it?
Yeah.
I wonder what happened.
Shanti got that Rona.
A word?
Yeah.
Breaking news. Ashanti has coronavirus. What the fuck? How did that pop off? Well, I mean, I know how that happens. You out here doing wild shit. Damn. I wonder what they're going to, you think they're going to rematch it? Run it back?
Yeah, it's set for the 9th.
The 9th? January?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Oh, shit. Why they ain't do it around Christmas time? It'd be 2 weeks by then.
I don't know. They probably just don't want to do that shit.
I wasn't planning on watching that shit, to be honest with you, because I didn't...
I was probably going to have it on, but I didn't plan on watching it either.
Because it's going to be a wash, man. Keisha Cole is going to wash the shit out of Ashanti. Don't nobody want to hear
stop it.
Nobody want to hear old-ass Ja Rule records. Nobody want to hear that shit.
No, Keisha records just as old.
But it's Ja Rule. Keisha can sing.
All right, let's not act like Ashanti don't got her own catalog.
She can't sing like Keisha. Let's not act like that.
No, she can't sing like Keisha, but she got more hits.
Yeah, but
ain't nobody tuning
Keisha
in to fucking verses to hear bitches sing.
I mean, you trying to see the little performance with it too?
Yeah, but the performance don't never be nothing.
It kind of do.
Who you know got on there and actually sung the whole song and Snoop? You know what I mean? Nobody.
Snoop.
Well, Snoop just be like, I don't know what kind of weed he be on, but that should be giving him energy. DMX almost passed out trying to keep up with Snoop.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Snoop performed. Snoop performed on that motherfucker. Oh shit. But hold on, I gotta This episode gonna be a little different. I'm gonna consider this is a versus episode, cause I'm just gonna keep throwing verses at you on that. But
alright, what was I gonna say? When we gonna start doing video? You wanna do video next year?
Yeah, we can start next year.
How did that work out for you when you were testing it out?
It worked out straight. Everything was good. I gotta get the guy that did our the logo to do our names as mm-hmm. well in that same style. That way I can use those and put those underneath the joint. So we'll figure all that shit out. But hold on.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. So instead of like some bullshit ass fonts or whatever, I might as well get it. It ain't gonna cost that much for it. But hold on, here go the joint.
I'm throw that bitch on YouTube and get monetized out this bitch.
I know, right? I'm trying to get some money. I need money.
I need the paper. I destroyed the mic for my glow. You know it's backwards to go against God, dog. I destroyed the mic for my goal. You know it's backwards to go against God, dog. That explains how we rock, how we rock. Mr. Gangstar, I make it do what it do. So true, classic like the Fu Manchu. Now, you cowards see I'm holding the title. Married to the game, son, you know that I'm vital. Your shit's weak, you ain't true to this. I'm the embodiment of real, I pay my dues in this. Mr. Gangstar, a hip-hop phenom. The bomb, these misfits just don't belong.
All right, that's enough of that episode. What is this, 22?
I don't keep 20, track.
I think it's 22.
But I will say this. I will say this. We was right. We did get an episode in before Christmas.
Yeah. And we might get another one in. We might get another one in before that. I didn't want to get hit with, what's it, a DMCA? Because I heard they out here, they snatching niggas up.
Yeah, they're trying. They got to collect as much money as they can. You know? I read somewhere today that the music industry has lost more than $30 billion this year.
I can see, because ain't nobody touring. I don't know, was they making money off mm-hmm. niggas? They had to be making money off niggas touring, too. And plus, I don't think people was putting out music like that.
Yeah, well, motherfuckers don't want to put out music either.
Yeah, because they can't perform it, so why put it? Yeah, you're right. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these niggas. Hey, I heard one of the senators talking about some putting niggas in jail. I was like, oh, you tripping. Nah.
In jail for what?
For violations. I was like, copyright? You bugging. Yeah, whatever the fuck. Yeah. I was like, yo, y'all tripping. Ain't no way. Niggas ain't serving no jail time for this bullshit.
I seen somebody, was it Jimmy Fallon? It was either Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel. They was talking about playing something on the show, like the Roots was, you know, doing a cover or whatever. And they said, somebody that was the guest was like, yo, go ahead and play that. And they was like, no, we can't play that. Do you know how much that cost us to play a cover? I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah. Niggas got to get that money. It's like, fuck that. But I don't see how they gonna come out of podcast or streamers or anybody else that they're coming at.
I'm just glad Nicki Minaj won that lawsuit a couple months back.
Which one? Which one are you talking about?
The one where they was like, you can't sample in mixtapes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah,
that would have been the death of mixtapes right there.
And Wayne just put out one. I ain't listened to it. Did you listen to it?
No. Well, I listen to some of it, but I'm not downloading that piff every time I want to listen to that mixtape. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I ain't even attempt to go even look for that shit. I saw it was on that piff. I was like, nah, I'm good. And here go the funny shit. I got a mixtape on that piff, and I won't even go on that piff and look mm-hmm. at that shit. Like, yo, that's how bad it is.
Listen, this is what I... Yo, this brought the whole thing full circle for me with Lil Wayne. I knew that motherfucker... was posing with Trump for a reason.
Whoa. We can't get... That's one of the verses. That's one of the verses. You know what? Let's start with the verse. Let's go ahead and start the verses now. Nah. All right, the first verse is Tyson versus Roy. What's your thoughts on it?
It went down how I kind of expected it to go down.
Two old men fight?
Yeah, because it was really sad. It was really sad. I mean... It went how I expected it to go, but not how I expected it to go. Because when they was doing all this training and stuff like that, I was like, oh, man, Tyson looked good. And then we get to, like, the weigh-ins and shit, and I'm like, this nigga looks like a 50, 60-year-old man.
Yeah. Oh, man. My thing about the whole fight was I don't know if I was the only one like this, but every time Tyson was swinging... I just kept feeling bad, like, Roy, get out the way. Get out, because I was just wincing the whole time, like, yo, if he hit you with this, it's over. It's done.
I think there was a conscious effort for Tyson not to hit Roy in the face.
Well, it was also a conscious effort
I think that was discussed.
Nah, Roy was just fucking bottling that nigga up. That nigga was not giving him a chance to get nothing off. He was just grabbing his ass. I don't blame him, though, because you not finna hit me, nigga. Fuck that.
You crazy. You see how many bodies... Look, all I know is that nigga was in bed for a week, week and a half after that. Them body shots ate his ass up.
Yeah. 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 What Snoop said? He said, what Snoop talking about the ribs? He said, you got the ribs out there on the barbecue.
Man, them shit sliding off the bone right now.
Oh, man. Snoop on commentating is the best. I enjoyed the fight. It was cool for what it was. I just would never want to watch any of them old-ass niggas do that shit again. They just need to
I'm not paying for it.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. I'm not paying for it.
Yeah, and shout out to Twitter, who let Crack Streams know all about the fuck hell shit. Yeah. Yo, they was like, yo, Crack Streams is down. What the fuck?
You know who I feel bad for? The motherfuckers that use Crackstream all the time, and then you got these new motherfuckers that's blogging down all the bottlenecking all the data and shit, yeah. Was causing it to crash, blowing it up.
Niggas tweeting that shit out like it's nothing. It's like all
you ain't breaking the law.
Yeah, it was like, yo,
the defense caught on because y'all motherfuckers just talked about it.
Oh shit, should we even be beeping that out, or should we just keep it?
It don't matter. There's gonna be a new site open.
Feds did a sweep already. Feds did a sweep plenty of times. That shit just keep coming right back up. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they brought that shit back.
Yeah, like it wasn't.
That shit is like the Pirate Bay.
Hell yeah, I watched the Earl Spence fight on that bitch, which was boring, but I watched it anyways. That shit, they, niggas was like, that was gonna be a good ass fight. I was like, It wasn't what I expected. It wasn't a lot of action in that. I enjoyed the Tyson and Roy fight more.
Because nobody wants to watch. A lot of people don't even want to watch real boxing no more. They want all these side shows.
Ain't nothing wrong with
that, though. It's more entertaining.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, but motherfuckers be talking shit about it. It was like, oh, they're making a mockery of boxing. I'll talk about the other fighter in a minute, but they're talking about
boxing been a mockery.
Yeah, it's always been that way. Didn't, like, Muhammad Ali or one of them go overseas and fight, like, a sumo wrestler or some shit like that? They always do shit like that. Don't quote me on none of this shit, because we just be talking shit on here, but I believe some shit like that happened. If somebody went overseas and fought a nigga that was not a boxer, and they got the bag, so it don't matter. A bag's a bag. I don't give a fuck, so. On to the next versus. Yeah. Nate versus Jake Paul. Oh, man.
That was hilarious. He let the whole black community down. He let everybody down.
That young boy fucked him up.
You knew you was getting in there with somebody who was training. Nate, why you ain't trained? Like, why you just ran to that dude? You was in a rush to get knocked out.
Yo, the funniest shit I seen was a nigga said, they said Nate got the footwork of a baby calf learning to walk for the first time. I bugged out laughing when I heard that shit. Yo, that nigga leaned into
it. It was horrible, but
knockouts.
It was the best fight of the night.
It was definitely the best fight of the night. Felt so bad for him. Yo, the worst part is not only did you get knocked out, but you got knocked out while Snoop Dogg was doing commentary. And that's like the worst shit ever.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. That's the worst. Because that's the official commentator.
I don't never
want
to get knocked out to a nigga in the background saying, oh, Lord.
It's the worst.
Because you know it was bad.
Yeah. Like, yo. You got other folks try to stick up for him, like, Nate, you did. Nah, Nate, you got fucked up. You got fucked up, Nate. It was not a good fight. I mean, it was hilarious.
At some point, we're going to have to talk about Jemele Hill, too, because she's really getting on my nerves. I can see why ESPN got rid of her ass.
Yeah, she's weird. Well, I don't understand. I don't understand that.
I don't even think it was a race firing from ESPN. It's just, yo, some people just get on your fucking nerves.
Yeah, they just do stupid shit. Like, she be saying some off-the-wall wild shit, and I'd be like, yo, what? Some of that shit, I'd be thinking, like, it don't be her.
You ain't seen the interview she did with Jake?
I seen.
You ain't listen to the interview she did
with
Jake?
Well, I seen a little piece of it where they asked him about, is it racist because he's knocking out black dudes?
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Like, come on, man.
I didn't see nothing racist about that. I mean.
Like, the black and white shit is funny. It's a joke, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It, as far as that goes, you know what I mean? But to ask him a serious-ass question, like, get out of here. Get out of here.
Well, he should have never been on there to begin with. I don't even know what kind of show that was. It didn't even – I don't know who they – who's the other girl on there? It was another chick on there, too. I guess they have, like, a – they own
I think it was Carrie Champion.
Who? I don't know.
I think it was Carrie Champion.
Who was that?
The chick that used to host First Take with Skip and Stephen A., the black chick.
Oh, okay. I know you're talking about. They got rid of her ass, too? Well, obviously, because...
I don't know, but, you know, y'all got to stop making everything about race. Like, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of racial tension, but, like, that's dumb. That's one... You could have put that card back in your pocket.
Well, let me just say... Well, let me just put it on this part of it as well, too. There was a tweet that came out. I don't know if this was before or after that interview. There was a tweet from Jake Paul that said, pretty much talking about not wanting to fight Kanye, so I don't know, man. Maybe he got to think he's black, dude. Maybe he's a closet racist who want to knock out black niggas, man, with power. I don't know. He said something about you. He said something about you was stupid enough to run for president. Let's see if you're stupid enough to get in the ring with me or some shit like that.
Yeah, but I think he said that. I think he said that about a lot of people. He called out LeBron too.
It's a lot of black. Another black.
Yeah, but you just, he's just trying to get the hype up. That's all.
Why he call out Eminem?
Cause don't nobody want to fight Eminem
or Macklemore. Why he call out Macklemore? Or you know what I'm saying?
When's the last time you heard anything from Macklemore?
It's been a while after he won his Grammy. It's been a minute. But
anybody trying to see Macklemore?
On to the next verses. Floyd versus Logan Paul now. Jake Paul's brother.
Listen, this might be an unpopular opinion, but if Logan catch him with one of them things, I don't know, man.
Man.
At some point, one of these cats is going to catch a lucky swing. And Logan Paul is giant. He's a giant compared to Floyd Mayweather.
What weight are they fighting at? Because it has to be this. They got to be in the
No, there's no catch weight. There's no weight class. That's the thing about these things.
No, because there was a weight class. There was a catch between Nate and
Logan Paul. Logan Paul is 6'1", 6'2", damn near 200 pounds. Floyd walks around at 155.
Hold on.
There is no weight class you can meet up with these guys. I'm telling you, man.
It says it's 181.
There's no way Floyd is getting a 181, fam.
Floyd walks at 150, so. Floyd walks around
at
150, 160.
That's what I'm saying. He's not getting 30 pounds.
Now, he's not getting that, but what's the name going to have to drop? I'm not fighting this big man.
You cannot be 6'1" and drop down that far. There's no way. I'm 6'2". If I was 155, nigga, I would look like a crackhead.
Hold on, which one is he fighting? He's fighting Logan, right? Yeah, he's fighting Logan.
Yeah.
Yeah, it said Paul weighed in at 199 for his cruiserweight fight. So he
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, shit, this nigga fight a cruiserweight. Floyd ain't never fought a cruiserweight. What does Floyd do? Hey, he got to knock out one of these brothers. Fuck it, man. Hey, bring the brother on. Get knocked out, too, like your old man used to.
Listen, man, I'm telling I'm just saying.
That's a brolic little white boy. That's a brolic ass white boy. Oh, shit.
Yo.
What is Floyd doing?
I'm just saying.
You think they're going to have a headgear on?
No. Floyd's probably wouldn't allow him to have headgear.
I wonder what size gloves they're going to wear. Yo, you right, man. If he catch him with one.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, I don't want nobody. Look, this is my hot take, yo. We get and what is it? When are they fighting? January or February?
I think it's February.
It's one of those they're fighting. But if we come back to this, I'm just saying, just remember this. just remember it.
I'm not saying I can't see
these
it.
These is one of those people, I mean, one of those topics that you talk about in the barbershop. And motherfuckers be like, man, I'll whip Floyd's ass. I'm such and such and this much weight. And, like, we about to find out.
Yeah, this is like that because the niggas be thinking Floyd's sweet and shit.
I would like to say, I would like to think that if I got a good shot on Floyd Mayweather, I could put him to bed. Being at my weight and my height, you know what I mean, with that advantage.
Yeah.
So, like, this is a person that's at that height and at that weight, you know what I mean, that...
And if he can take his best shot, then what happens?
Floyd don't be hitting hard.
I know that's the problem.
He chops on you, and you're chopping on other cats that's 150. You know what I mean? Like, listen, man.
I'm 150. I'm 155.
If Logan Paul can go through his training and just take body shots all day while he's training, and get used to that, it's over. Listen,
yeah, because that might be the key.
Floyd is the best pound for pound you know what I mean, boxer of our time. Best pound-for-pound boxer, hands down. But, like, this is a different weight class.
Yeah. It's not – I ain't saying it's not fair, but I don't know, man.
And if they really have no catch weight like that, like, if I'm Logan, I'm gaining weight on your ass before this fight.
That's a bad move, too. You don't want to be slow.
How?
You don't want to be slow against a nigga that's quick. He gonna chop you down like a tree. Man. He gonna chop his ass down like a
Listen,
tree.
Listen, David and Goliath is a once in a lifetime thing.
I'm just saying this is still
first
a professional.
Of all, let's put that out there.
Let's just also put this in perspective too. Floyd is also a trained boxer that has never been beat. So we're also going against
Logan
Skip.
Is also a trained boxer.
There's a difference between Logan's training and fucking Floyd Mayweather's training. Floyd Mayweather's
how,
never
how you
been
figure?
Because Floyd's been doing this for fucking 20 some years.
No, if you take the time away, like, nigga, I can get in just as much training as you can, yo. If we taking the time, and I'm only 23.
This is one of the best fighters in the world. Has been one of the best in
listen,
the world since he's never lost
DJ,
a fight.
Listen,
I feel listen. You, but we're not this just talking a, about
this
our
is,
average.
This is a 23-year-old,
like, but this ain't like Bernard Hopkins or no shit like that. We talking about Floyd fucking Mayweather. Now, if this was B-Hop, I'd be like, hey, he might gotta. You never know.
Let's take it back. Let's take it back.
We talking about a nigga that finesses who
the last
who quit.
No, listen. The last couple Floyd Mayweather fights, going all the way back to, let me see, Ricky Hatton. Floyd ain't Floyd. Like, Floyd's... let's not get it fucked up. Like, this
so
thing
with
is
Manny,
old.
With Manny, he wasn't? With Manny, he still was moving.
He was not in his prime. Nobody wanted to see it because they was already out of their primes.
Nah, I got you
Manny
on that,
went
but
to bed,
I'm just
like,
saying
right
he still got his quickness, though. That boy ain't... I can see it. I see what
he's
you're
a,
saying.
Listen. Listen,
anybody can get that
Floyd's
one.
What is Floyd's claim to fame?
Pretty boy. He don't get hit.
No. Exactly. He's a defensive fighter. He's not an offensive fighter. He never has been. It's different when you got a 6'1", 200-pound motherfucker hitting on you and you try to take them shots and do the rope-a-dope. That shit is going to hurt.
He got to get to him first.
Everybody can get to Floyd.
No, they can't. You remember, you know what everybody talks about. Floyd, all he do is run. That's all you about
to
see?
No, all Floyd do is rope-a-dope. That's what he does.
That's all they talk about.
Rope-a-dope ain't running. Rope-a-dope is I'm a switch my hands, and I'm a lean against it. I'm a lean out of the hits or lean with the hits. What you going to see? What you going to see? This is why the motherfuckers is like, I'm not paying to see this. If I was a real hardcore boxing fan, I would pay this. I'm going to take my time to watch this.
I'm going to watch this fight, no doubt. I might honestly I don't want to sit at my computer.
Listen, but let's put all the past shit away. If Floyd wins this fight convincingly, then I'm like, all right, this nigga's real. But if you
come
if
on,
you have a hard time putting this nigga to bed at 6'1", 200 pounds, like, I'm like, all right, it's a weight class thing.
But he's not going to – we don't – you like you really – you so you're expecting him to put him to bed. So he has to put him down like he did
– I expect him to win convincingly.
Okay,
Of course, I expect – matter of fact, no. Matter of fact, I expect him to put him to bed.
Nah,
that is my expectations of Floyd Mayweather fighting – a Logan Paul type dude. There's no reason you shouldn't be able to put him to bed.
But we talking again about a 200-pound dude. What are you talking
still,
about?
Still, if you are who you say you are, you know what I mean? Like, he's got to go to bed.
How many rounds you think they're going to go?
This right here would hurt Floyd Mayweather's reputation worse than if Conor McGregor had beat him.
Oh, of course. Of course. There's no question about that.
I don't know. I do want to watch it, though. Like, I do want to watch it, but I'm telling you, like, I could be dead-ass wrong, because most people don't know shit about boxing.
Yeah.
But I am putting my money on Logan Paul, yo.
I'm not putting no money.
I may
on
even take out. I might even take a bet out just
fuck
for that.
Because
imagine what the return would be on that.
Yeah, I feel you, but fuck that. I'm not putting my money on that motherfucker.
Listen, man.
Against Champ, you bugging against Champ? Nah.
Listen, man.
It's still Look, Champ. Listen, it's still man. Champ. It's still Champ.
I would give Manny Pacquiao a better chance against Logan Paul than Floyd Mayweather.
Hell no, nah. I think Manny will fuck around. And you talking about getting caught by one. Manny will definitely get caught by one because Manny going to come in there and try to knock Logan ass out, and he going to fuck around
Yo,
and get caught.
I watched the was it Ortiz that knocked Manny Pacquiao out?
Yes.
No, Ortiz.
No,
Floyd
no,
Mayweather.
It was somebody.
Was
who
it?
Was,
it wasn't him.
It was one of them that put his
Manuel
ass to
Marquez.
Sleep with his, I think it was Marquez.
Yeah, where he went to sleep like Nate Robinson.
Yeah.
Yeah, he caught him with that smooth one.
Yeah, but Marquez, it was Marquez.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because he was.
Yeah, I do want to watch this fight. I do. Like I'm excited. Most people ain't excited because it's still in the prelim stages of, you know what I mean, this going on, and people still can't believe it. But when you really think about it, I think it's going to be a good fight, yo.
This could go one of two ways.
It's gonna be a good fight.
It could go either. It's going to be a good fight. Or it's just going to be a horrible exhibition of why you can't put an amateur in the ring with somebody that's pro, no matter how big they are. That could go either one of those ways.
Man. I don't want Logan to win because of how white people will act after that. But
you're
I do right. want him to win just to see it just based off sizing and all that.
Yo, shout out to all the
white people see like shit like this. They get bold, yo. They get real bold.
Yeah. They think they can start knocking niggas out and shit. Like it's all good. Like they like his brother calling niggas out. I could take Kanye next. It's like, nah, chill, man. Leave Kanye alone. He's chilling, man. Kanye don't want to fight you. Like 20-something years old. This nigga ain't never fought before. This nigga's fighting demons. This nigga ain't got time to fight you.
Well, yeah, We know Kanye pussy.
What are you doing? And that's what I'm saying. So if he come up like that, nigga might be a little racist, but we'll see.
Ain't nothing wrong with being pussy. If you know you pussy, be pussy. Like, I mean.
Yeah, respect.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Everybody has a place in life, and you just got to know yours and shit. You know what I mean? Just own up to your shit. Don't be trying to be like, I'm a real one, but you pussy at the same time. Because that shit going to get you fucked up when niggas find out that you not a real one.
Because
niggas will pull your card. They'll do it real quick.
I always say, yo, if you want to tell jokes, you know what I mean, you better know how to fight.
You got to know that's how to fight.
Yeah, because I'm not saying I'm fucking knocking niggas out and all that other kind of shit because I haven't fought in a while. But best believe, I know how to defend myself to tell all these dumbass jokes that I be doing.
Oh, yeah, me too. Same here. But I also don't really fuck with too many people I don't really fuck too many people, period, so it don't really matter.
Yeah, I keep myself out of those situations.
Yeah, I don't really have niggas want to gun me down or fuck with me like that. Not anymore, back in the days, though. But we good now. So the next verses I got for you is... I don't know. You might skip this one. Lil Baby versus Miss London. You know who Miss London is?
Yeah, the porn star, right?
Yeah. She said he paid $16,000 for sex.
Listen, man. You already know where I stand with this. I ain't paying for no ass. But I don't know if that would change if I had as much money as Lil Baby. Plus, I don't think she looked that good. Like, she ain't worth no 16 grand.
I wouldn't. She scares me. You watch her videos? That bitch scares me. She ride dick like it's no tomorrow, bruh. Like, she. That bitch is a fucking trooper, man. Like,
I'll put it this way. If I had as much money as Lil Baby and I was as young and in shape as Lil Baby, maybe. And I don't know. I just don't see me paying for it.
I don't see me paying $16,000 for it. Let me just put it that way. If I was in his position.
Well, especially not to her.
Yeah. And they everybody, so here's the thing, niggas was like, well, bitches, mainly, I keep saying bitches, I'm trying to get away from that, but the ladies was like on Twitter, see, niggas don't get it, they got a bad one at home and still be got her fucking, I want to say, did you see her videos, though, how she rides dick? I'm pretty sure that his girl.
Do you ride it like that?
Yes. I'm pretty sure
I'm paying for perks.
Yeah. Pretty sure she'll ride dick like that. There's a difference. There's a different dick ride right there.
If you was doing your job, this $16,000 would have went to you.
Yeah.
And let's not get it fucked up because we know Lil Baby spends all that money on the girl, on that girl. Who's it with? Jada? Is that her?
I guess that's the girl. I think it's Jada.
Ari? Some shit like that?
Yeah, some shit like that.
One of them bitches.
Yeah.
And to me, it's like every young chick like that that's not really famous but got her name for herself. Yo, y'all be acting like prostitutes out here, yo.
That's what they are. They're top notch call girls.
Like you not doing nothing unless you getting paid.
They like the Instagram models. I think is that how they start or is
yeah,
that
like
how
I
they
couldn't
end
even
up?
I couldn't even kick it with you. I don't know.
But
it's like you can't even kick it with one of them without having to pay for it.
Yeah, we already know how that go. Seen that too many times. I ain't either. I'm broke as shit. I got these kids I got to take care of, and they want everything.
I'm broke, baby.
They want everything for fucking Christmas.
Shit, I'm about to get, look, COVID about to cancel Christmas. Santa got the Rona.
Yo, I'm going to tell you what, though. I ordered a whole bunch of shit, and all that shit has been delayed so far. So I done told her straight up, like, look, hey, Christmas might not come on Christmas. Just know I be getting shit all year round, so it don't even fucking matter.
Well, look, that's the same shit I be doing. I'm at the point where my kids don't even need anything.
Nah, they don't. Mine don't
like,
either.
When I ask them what they want, they don't know. So yeah. I'm not going to get a whole bunch of shit that you don't even
need.
You don't even need, you know, I mean, that stage is over.
Yeah. Just to impress some niggas on Facebook.
Christmas is
take
horrible.
Pictures. That's all it's for is to show niggas. Look at all the shit I bought my kids. I'm putting on Facebook and the gram and all these other places.
Yeah, plus I've had a good Christmas myself so far buying myself shit, so.
Well, that's what that phone was for. I bought myself the phone.
I got lucky 2 times this month, so I'm happy.
On what? What drops?
Come on now. the University Blue Nines.
Oh, okay.
And then the Jubilees today.
Oh, okay.
The 11s.
Nah, man. Fuck sneaker app. I'm mad. So I got 2 accounts.
Did you try to get them?
No. I tried to get something else, and this is the fucked up part. I didn't realize I had 2 fucking accounts on here, and I'm trying to reset one of them because it's for some reason it's not taking my password. And I had the shoes in car. These was some fucking Air Maxes, the Christmas joints. I had them in car, checking out and everything. Get the PayPal, do the PayPal shit, come back to pay. And it was like
you can't do that.
You can't log in or whatever. I'm like, what the fuck?
Well,
it had to log me in at the end, and then I couldn't log in because my password was, I don't know what the fuck was going on. It wouldn't let me reset it.
Well, it's not just, you haven't been buying sneakers lately, so let me break it down to you, all right?
All right.
With sneakers, your payment method has to be ready to go when these release.
No, that's not the problem.
You have to be logged in, payment ready.
No, it wasn't sold out.
What's the problem? Because as long as it takes you to log into PayPal and all that shit.
No, I had to reset my fucking account, my Nike account for some fucking reason.
Oh, okay, so.
By the time I got done resetting the Nike account and went back in, everything was gone. So it didn't even fucking matter.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you don't get them in the first 15 seconds, you're not getting them.
Well, yeah, because
if it's on release date.
Oh, I would have had them if my fucking account was active still. My account got disabled for some reason. I don't know if my password got compromised or what. I don't know what the fuck happened.
That too, my guy.
Yeah.
So, that too, my guy. There's been plenty of times I've been on sneakers on release date, added something to the cart, and then it just said pending and then gave me my L.
Well, I ain't even get the L.
Just because you had them in the cart don't even mean nothing.
Oh, nah, they would have went through because they was still up there when I finished the thing, and I said, you know what, fuck this. I didn't even get them. I was just so pissed because it took me so long. So I said, fuck it. Who are the
beasts
are
like that
versus?
Sometimes.
Yeah, It do. My next verses I got is Donald Trump versus the election results. Yo, this nigga still don't give up, man. This nigga still, hey, it was fraud all over the place. Man. Everybody's like, nah, it's not fraud. He's still claiming fraud.
I'm scared for the country.
I'm very scared for the country.
These white folks, once they lost that, was it yesterday? That Texas lawsuit that they lost yesterday?
Yeah.
Like, some of them senators, what is it, the attorney general or something came out and was talking about we should take all these states that filed a lawsuit and secede from the union. And I'm like,
These folks like,
motherfuckers
crazy.
Is dumb enough to try to do that shit.
This world getting scary, man.
I don't even think you could do that at this point. Like, let's just say, you know, Texas and, you know, all the other Trump states decided they don't want to be part of the United States. They want their own thing, right? How would you even do that?
Who's going to be
like
in charge?
There's no Trump, way you could do that.
They're going to have Trump
no,
in
Trump
charge.
No, Trump would be in charge,
die?
Probably.
Till he die?
Yep. Listen, I can see that. But there's so many logistics that go behind that that it's not possible. Like,
it's not
what
at
are you
all.
Going to tell motherfuckers to move out of your state? Like, what are you going to do? Like, there's no way.
It's not possible.
And then also at that point, Joe Biden will already be sworn in. And now if you do try some shit, like, what military are you going to use to try to push that forward? Like, I just don't, you know what I mean? Like, it's impossible. But I mean, it's a good idea. You want to do it, okay, you know, whatever, but it's not going to happen.
I want to see what's going to happen in these coming weeks here, in these coming months, actually, because shit's about to get crazy. It's just starting.
I'm too lazy to do anything.
Man, fuck, I just watched the video. The bitch ran over some motherfuckers. Shit's getting crazy.
Yeah, but that's isolated. They wouldn't get out the car. you ain't about that life.
She ran over six niggas though. I'm just saying, the bitch ran over six niggas. she was determined. She floored that bitch. She said, I got scared and floored it. Oh shit.
That's the whole thing. You're scared.
Yeah.
You're scared.
She said, I got scared and floored that bitch. Fuck it.
It's a lot of them people out here. You gonna talk all that shit behind the internet, and when shit get real, you gonna stay your ass in the house.
I don't know, man. You got a lot of these casts, that's these militias and all this shit, man. It's some.
That's
all right.
You seen what happened when they went up to D.C.
They ain't bring the militia yet, man. I'm telling you. I wanna see what's gonna happen in these coming months here when Trump is out of office, if he's out of office, because I don't know what's gonna happen. They did a poll. I listened to the radio down here, and these motherfuckers. They're on the news. They're like, they pretty much like, yo, it's a wrap. Biden won. So they was like, just for shits and giggles, let's put a poll out there. Do y'all think that Trump is going to get this overturned and going to be the president? And the poll came back at 80% saying that Trump is going to get this overturned and he will be president. So, bruh.
Who did they poll, though? Who did they poll?
All
what
of
were
Twitter.
You watching? Fox
they
News?
Went on Twitter. No, it was the radio station down here. They did a Twitter poll.
There's no route to overturning it right now.
They don't care.
That Texas lawsuit.
Yo, fact. I get you. They don't see facts though.
Oh, you're talking about do they think?
They don't give.
Well, if it's an opinion thing, I don't know.
Yeah,
and that's down in Florida.
But that's all over. The people are thinking like that though. That ain't just Florida.
I don't know. They ain't thinking like that up here.
Yo, they talking about suing the. They talking about the folks is trying to sue the states and shit like that for cheating and all this other shit. It's crazy. Like these niggas really
know.
Think
I'm
that.
Ready.
Some cheating happened, and if the
listen,
cheating,
I'm ready. I'm ready when y'all are.
Yeah.
Get it popping if you want to.
and for the casters out here talking about some, yo, they cheated. All I gotta say is y'all should have cheated harder. That's all. Everybody's going to cheat.
And listen, like, you don't hear, let's say, quote-unquote Democrats or liberals, you don't hear us saying nothing about it because it's like, we ain't worried about it. It's so stupid. Like, these people are so fucking dumb that, like, you don't deserve a second thought. But don't take that for complicity, because we will fuck you up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, just because we ain't saying nothing right now is because y'all ain't busting a move.
Yeah. Only reason.
Y'all want to start busting a move, then you're going to see what it really is.
We're going to see, though. Like I said, it's going to be very interesting in the next couple months, man, with these Trump folks. And I don't know if I said this last episode or what, but I'm starting to see fuck Biden flags around my neighborhood. I saw
they go hard down there.
Yes, yeah, they do, bro. I saw the cats now they're flying their flags upside down. The U.S. flags, they flying them upside down now. And so my daughter asked me, she's like, "Why are they doing that?" So I had to explain that. It's
listen, babe, we got to move up north in a couple months.
Explain, like,
how is your New York slang? You still got them Timbs in the closet?
Because yeah. These niggas is tripping out here. I don't know what's gonna pop off. These niggas might start the bombing niggas. I don't know. And that's the scary part.
I'm curious to see, because it only takes one stupid motherfucker to pop some shit off. So
yep.
Because Trump, I don't even think Trump's worried about it. I think he's just busy taking y'all money.
Yeah, I've been saying that
too.
To be
honest with you.
I started looking into
that. Like, the nigga know he lost, but how am I going to get this money?
I looked into that, and I looked
y'all
at how much
motherfuckers.
The percentage of how much is actually going to his legal team and his legal to get
this
shit overturned.
Yeah, it's like 20%.
Yeah. Yo, this nigga said, I don't know if I'm staying in the country.
Like, I keep seeing, like, you know how they got Fox News, and Fox News, they be like, oh, Fox News is far right, and CNN is, like, far left. But all I watch is CNN, and when I watch CNN, it's like, I don't see how this is far left. Like, because all they're doing is stating facts. I've never... Now, I can see how some of their guests are definitely leaning far left, but when it comes down to the facts, like...
That's not what it
facts.
Is.
Like,
no,
you can't
I got you on
shit.
That. But what they do is... They don't report a lot. They will only, both of them do this shit because I watch both of them, and this is how I can tell the difference between the two. And they're both pieces of shit, to tell you the truth. They only report and talk about shit that's going to make the other side look bad. They don't never report on some shit that's fucked up on their shit. Never do. And it's the craziest shit.
Yeah, and I get how statistics work.
And
too,
that's the slant that they go with.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to hear about the Chicago shootings, you can see that in Fox News. You'll hear about Chicago shootings in Fox News. You won't see Chicago shootings in CNN. It's shit like that. Like, they'll do shit to show, oh, look, black people killing each other. It's a slant. They throw slants. Both of them do this shit.
Well, I can see it with statistics, because even when we're talking about something as simple as, like, LeBron James versus Michael Jordan, you can twist them stats to make it look good on either side.
Yep.
I don't know. Like, I try to form my own opinion just based off the stats alone and common sense, obviously. Yeah. But I mean, it is what it is. I don't even like talking about this guy no more. I hate giving this dude attention. Like,
I do too. And I do want to give this. I want to give this
you
one
fucking
thing.
Lost, yo.
And this is one thing I do want to give attention. This is. Since I'm gonna talk about the
pass them stimmies.
I'm trying to do serious. I'm serious right now. Since we talk about the despair between the two, the slant between the two. CNN reported, you know, the kid that was going in his house and got shot by the police. What's the kid's name? I don't want to mess this kid's name up, but.
Well, just tell the story. I don't.
So the story is he was going home. The cop was following him, and he ended up, he had some Subway in his hand. He goes to open the door, and the cop shot him in his doorway and killed him.
There's got to be more to that.
It was in Ohio. Let me get the whole story. Let me get the full story. Columbus, Ohio. Black man shot. Tamela Payne was her name. Casey Goodson, 23, was killed in the doorway of his grandmother's house in Columbus as he walked through the front door. Walked through the front door with a Subway sandwich, and the cop shot him. Wildest shit. Fox News won't report that. Fox News will tell you how many people got shot in Chicago by more black people just to say, oh, black-on-black violence. They won't talk about black people getting shot by police, though. And if they do...
They ruled it as a homicide, though.
Now, it took some investigation. The scariest part is...
So did he get shot in his back?
Yeah. Because the cop said he saw a gun on him while he was driving his motorcycle.
But what does that have to do with anything?
Nothing. That's what I'm saying, man. It's just getting crazy. Because
even if he had a gun...
He had a permit for it.
Which they say he did have a gun.
And he had a permit for it as well, too.
Yeah, Casey was licensed to carry a concealed weapon, and Ohio does not prohibit the open carrying of firearms.
Four shots.
Wow.
They said four shots in his back. Wildest shit. So we not even safe going in our house, sleeping in our house, playing video games in the house. You know what I'm saying? Shit's getting crazy. Then they wonder why I sleep with my fucking gun next to me.
Shit, you mess around and get killed for that too.
I know, right? Shit. Well, he was in his house with his gun. Like, what was he doing with his gun in his house?
Nothing. The nigga just had a gun.
So he had to
hear what I told you the first time?
It was a nigga with a gun. Dangerous. I know you got to make jokes of this shit to get away from the fucked up shit about it, but it's fucking crazy, though. It's fucking crazy.
Have you ever considered that this happens to white folks, too?
Do it?
I mean, I'm not trying to be that. I'm not trying to be that. Well, we don't get the reporting on it.
My thing is I don't really, it doesn't matter if it's black or white. Bruh, the cops is killing people for walking in their house. That's scary.
Yeah, that's what I don't think, like, the right gets a lot. You know what I mean? Like, they're so concerned with, you know, black people complaining about getting gunned down and, you know, police violence and stuff like that. But they don't really look at the issue of police violence.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, race is important. Race is important. But it's like, yo, y'all got cops out here just killing people.
Bruh, I watched a video just now. And I can't post it because it's not going to do it no justice because you can't see what's going on. But it was a white dude, right? Older white dude. I think it was on TMZ. I guess he had a pacemaker or some shit like that. They said, but the cop was tussling
with
him.
And they tased his ass.
Yeah, damn near. The cop was about to tase him, but he was like, he got a pacemaker, blah, 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 this, that, and that. The cop was damn near about to tase this white dude, man. Like, you can hear the white people. They was going off talking shit, this, is that, and that. What it boils down to is the fact that this is happening to everybody. These motherfuckers don't give a fuck. And if they didn't yell or what the fuck they yelled, he would have killed that man.
He would have tased him. If he was black, he would have probably killed him regardless.
Yeah. Yep. And this is the
shit. I've seen so many videos of white folks tussling with cops, and it's like we would have never gotten away with that shit.
Yeah, I watched a white dude cold clock the shit out of the fucking cop and get away with it. I saw a white dude steal a cop car and get away with that shit. Yeah, whooped the cop ass, took the cop car, and left. I was like, damn. Let that be a nigga.
I seen the one video of this. It was a white dude got pulled over for some kind of traffic violation, got out of his F-250 big-ass pickup truck, and basically cussed the cop out to his face.
Oh, I think I seen that video. And the cop just sat there and didn't do shit.
Yeah, he got back in the truck, got back out of the truck, cussed him out some more. Like, that's crazy.
I think all he did was give him a ticket. I remember the one white dude was sitting there, the old white dude, cussed that motherfucker the fuck out. Called him all kind of shit. All the dudes just sat there, wrote the ticket, threw it in the window and left. The white dude took it out. I think he ripped it, not ripped it. I think he balled it up and threw it out
the
window.
Yeah, I seen that.
And
they
told him, I'm
going to another
ticket.
Come out and pick it up.
Yeah.
No, I seen the one. I seen the one. The white dude ripped it up, and he's like, nah, get out the car and pick up this ticket.
Yeah.
And he cussed the whole time, but he picked that motherfucker up.
Hell yeah, because he knew what was about to happen next. Like, yo, you niggas ain't playing, man. He going to shoot you. Well, he ain't going to shoot you because you white. He might club you. He might club you as a pepper spray you. Us, we getting shot, nigga. Know. No ifs, ands, or buts, and that's the
if
fucking
shit goes to hell.
Shit.
Like, I don't think they understand this. That I'm not scared of police. I'm scared of what comes with it.
Yeah.
So if shit went to hell, like, and we were kind of like in a martial law type situation, I'm not scared of you.
No, I'm not.
I'm only holding myself back. I'm only holding myself back because of the law.
Yep.
That's it. You as a person don't scare me.
No. What does scare me is the fact that y'all can get the jump on me. That'd be the only thing that scared me is the fact that I could be somewhere on some shit doing something and not have no fucking idea what the fuck going on and y'all right there on me. That's the only thing that scares me.
I'm a firm believer that every cop, I would say 85% of the police force right now are kids that were picked on in high school and have a complex from that now.
I can see that. I can definitely see that.
Because now you're on a power trip.
But
think about the Floyd situation, right? So that whole thing, like, they knew each other. And if you listen to the story between that cop and Floyd, you will know that that cop was like jealous of that dude, like he knew him.
That's the wild shit. Yeah, I've been.
You wasn't always doing that shit. You got a little bit of power, and now you tried to stun on him.
And now you fucked up your whole shit now. And took that man life in the process.
He'll find a way to get through it. That case didn't go to trial yet, did it?
Not yet. And white people will figure out. They're gonna rally against.
It'll be some kind of leniency.
They made Kyle a fucking hero.
It'll be some kind of. Yeah, he got all his lawyer bills paid for, and then some. And like, I don't know, man. That shit is crazy. But I am thankful for one thing, especially that we showed yesterday with that Texas Supreme Court throwing it out. Is that people do have common sense. You know what I mean? Like, it's not all the people that are higher up that are, you know, half retarded. Because for them to throw it out without even looking at it, I mean, that's a good sign.
And my thing about this whole thing is it's just, they got to let it fucking go because we look bad on the world stage.
Oh yeah, we look really bad right now. We look crazy.
Yeah, completely nuts. We've been the superpower for so long, and now look at us. We can't even get our shit together.
Yeah, I read today that what was it? The Canada has had, we've had more cases of coronavirus this month, like deaths from coronavirus this month, that Canada has had this whole time.
I could believe that, too, because niggas down here don't give a fuck about that shit, bro. They don't give a... Corona's dead in their eyes. These niggas is in the clubs.
We just...
They is in hookah bars. Niggas don't give a shit.
We just got put on more restrictions today. It started today. And motherfuckers is really out here complaining about New Year's.
Bruh.
Like, bruh. For real, y'all complaining just because y'all want to party.
I know, right?
What the fuck?
See, and this is the wild shit. So, and my cousin, she has a birthday coming up, and it's next week. No, it just passed, but her party, she's having a party next week, and it's at like a Western bar or whatever. My thing is I don't feel comfortable going out, period, is the first thing.
I'm not going.
I'm not going, period. My second thing is the fact that nobody's been able to party this year. What the fuck makes it so special for you or anybody else that we get? Motherfuckers have beaten cancer this year. You know what I'm saying? All kinds of crazy shit. Do you think they was able to party? Like, no. Like, I couldn't.
Sit your ass down.
Exactly. I'm like, yo, chill. Let this shit fucking run its course.
How
like,
hard is it to sit down?
They're like, yo, we having a party. I'm like, I'm not going. I love y'all, but I'm not doing it.
It's happy birthday, right. Though.
Yeah, happy birthday, though.
Happy birthday, though.
She was like, well, it's your birthday around the same time, too. I was like, and another thing. That's the day my grandma died. I'm definitely not fucking going out that day, nigga.
Listen.
Rest in peace, Granny.
Like, why you can't sit down? That's all. Just sit down.
Niggas can't do shit,
You act like you act like you gonna die if you don't go out. Like, relax.
And here's the kicker. She's in her 50s. Like, yo. Oh,
man. You a prime candidate. Rona looking for your ass.
Exactly. Rona trying to
They ain't looking for me.
You.
They looking. Rona is looking for you.
Rona is trying to holler at you real quick. It got something to tell you. It's got a hospital bed waiting for you and a ventilator.
Listen, it's going to tell you the same thing. Look, it's going to tell you the same thing we telling you. Sit your ass down.
Niggas need to sit the fuck down, man. It's not that serious. It's not that fucking serious. All right, I got another verse.
I'm curious because I want to get one of those antibody tests to see if I've had it.
That takes like 5 minutes.
I'm kind of curious.
Did you see they got the home test for like $100-something? I was like, you got to be out your rabbit ass.
Well, see, I ain't doing all that. I'll go to my family doctor and get them to do it.
Yeah, for one test. $100? You're crazy as hell. I just won't get tested. Here's my next verses. The next verses I have is the people. Versus the vaccine, because a lot of niggas ain't trying to take that vaccine.
I'm taking that shit the first available date.
Nah, I'm gonna tell you,
the first available date. I don't care about that picture they got running around that people got Bell Palsy and looking like Two-Face. I don't care. Bell Palsy is temporary.
look, you gonna look. All I'm gonna say to you is. We're gonna be watching TV 10 years from now. Did you take the COVID-19?
Mesothelioma.
Did you take the COVID-19 vaccine when it first came out? If so, you may be eligible for a lawsuit. Oh, hell
that,
well, no.
That means I'm gonna get paid.
Shit. You think that, nigga. Nigga, they sent the fucking email out at my job and was like, we taking volunteers for anybody who
want
to. Fuck no. They asked for volunteers, and they was like, contractors, if y'all want to jump on the list, y'all can too. I said, nah, I'm good. Fuck that.
I did see something interesting, though. So there was a stat out there that was like, 98.5% people, if they get this virus, they're going to survive. It's totally beatable, right? Motherfuckers was like, why would I take a vaccine that's 94% effective if there's a 98.5% chance that I'm going to make it through anyway?
We play, I was going to say, yeah, we play odds here, right? So, you know what I mean? What the fuck? And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm kind of cool with the wearing masks forever. I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of with it. I don't see a problem with it.
I don't like it.
Not the mask, like the ones that hurt will fuck with your ear shit. I like the little joints that just cover my face. Because some of y'all niggas' breath be stinking.
I'm not with it.
And y'all niggas be...
I ain't with it.
Niggas' breath be stinking.
I can't breathe in this motherfucker. I can't do it. I'm not doing it.
Man, it ain't that bad. It ain't that bad.
I do it because I have to, but I am not doing it. For
man,
no,
I be sometimes I be forgetting.
I'm
that
not walking around
sometimes.
Like it's Korea.
Shit, I'm with it.
Not me.
I'm with it. I'm with it. I like it. That and the fact that niggas got to stand on lines at the convenience store. Like, niggas, stand back there on the fucking line, nigga. You are too close to me right now. You might got some shit on you. Hey, let me tell you a story. I was in the gas station, and a nigga, it was me. I had my mask on. Other black dude had his mask on. And a white dude, I think it was black. It was another black dude. He's standing there at the fucking register. He ain't have no mask on. That nigga sneezed. The other black dude said, nigga, what the fuck? I said, oh, we don't even say bless you no more. That nigga said, nigga, what the fuck?
Nigga, stay your ass at the house.
Yeah, I could have. I was like, yo, but man, I'm thinking to myself, he probably got allergies. But either way, yo, a sneeze is not the thing to do right about now, especially if you ain't got no fucking mask on. And, like, niggas would be looking at you crazy when you going to places without your mask on, with your mask on, and they ain't got one on. I was like, yo, nigga, you supposed to have one on in here.
I love black people because no matter what the thing is that's out, it's always called that shit.
Yeah. Yep.
No matter what ailment it is, it's always called that shit.
That shit, yep.
You caught me. Oh, this nigga got that shit.
You got that shit, man. That nigga got that shit over there, man. Don't go over there. That nigga got that shit. What's this
going
shit?
Out for a birthday shit. Party? I ain't trying to catch that shit.
I ain't trying to catch that shit. Nigga, we give it a... Hey, black folks give it a nickname real quick, too, nigga. Soon as we... It was like, it's COVID-19. Nah, nigga. It's called Rona.
It's that vid.
That vid.
It's that vid.
Rona.
That's what's going on Twitter right now. They calling that shit the vid.
Oh, man. Yo, but I'm not taking the vaccine when it first come out. I'm gonna let a couple batches get through the pack. I'm gonna let it go like the PlayStation. Let a couple batches get through, you know.
Well,
a couple batches
will be already out by the time it's time for you to get the shit anyway.
I don't know, because like you remember last time they tried to get black people some shit. Niggas don't forget. And see, white people will laugh. White people be like, well, why the black people don't want to get the vaccine, nigga? We been down this road before. We not trying to
yeah,
be
nigga,
the
y'all
first.
Gave us syphilis out this bitch.
Exactly. The fuck? Like, we've been down this road before, man. Like, no. Fuck you. Oh, man. Shout out to Stone, too.
Then you gave niggas HIV and tried blaming on Africa.
It's a weird time for me to say this, but I was looking on Facebook and Stone popped up. Shout out to Stone, man. Stone got a birthday coming up and shit. So Stone posted a shout out that his birthday coming up. And they had said on this, don't forget that, yo. They said some shit. Ant said, he said Stone on Facebook shouting his birthday out like he a bad bitch. I said, oh, hell.
I hope he ain't put the Cash App on there.
Nah, he said something about sending nudes or some shit like that. I said, well, that's what's up.
Oh, I'm about to say, as long as he ain't put the Cash App on there, we good.
Yeah.
I'm getting tired of people posting their Cash App on my timeline. I start calling that shit out. Y'all look like just like them niggas that stand outside the McDonald's with cups talking about you need some money or some gas money. That's what that shit is.
Nah, as soon as they send the Cash App, I ask for the what's the OnlyFans link? That's the only way you get some fucking money from me, bitch. I gotta see.
I see your Cash App. I'm gonna request some money.
Oh, you can do that too? I don't know. I ain't got Cash App.
I think so.
I'm pretty sure you can do it.
I got Cash App.
I ain't got that.
Let me see. I'm gonna open that bitch up right now.
So you can just like send random niggas.
Request.
You can just send random niggas like a request for money. They can deny that shit though, right?
Yep.
It don't go on their credit report, dude.
No.
Okay. Just check it. I was like, you said you have a nigga offer. That nigga owed me $10,000. What you mean? I put it on Cash App. Nigga, you owe me.
I need it all.
All my monies. I really do hope we get a stimulus coming up for the people that ain't getting paid, man. Shout out to all y'all that ain't been getting paid that's probably listening to us ramble on while you cutting
fuck
grass
that.
Or some shit. I don't know. Just saying random shit. What you mean, fuck that? We got to respect everybody else society. It's a lot of niggas out here that ain't working right now. That's hustling
and
robbing.
I want it for me.
It's a lot of niggas. No, man. Listen, think about this. If it's niggas out here that's hungry and you not hungry, guess where they coming?
I ain't food.
Shit. Nigga, everything is food to them at that point. That's why I'm saying we got to make sure everybody's straight until, if not, that's when shit start getting fucked up. We're going to start seeing a riot, especially around Christmas time, too. They should have been through a stimulus.
Don't be out here on Facebook posting all your Christmas tree presents and shit like that. Niggas don't like that shit, especially not around now.
Hell no. Nah, these niggas posting the I copped with the fucking PS5. Like, don't be doing that. Do not be doing that. And shout out.
I like games too.
Yeah. And shout out to the nigga on eBay that's been selling pictures of PS5s for $500 getting paid.
That's a fucking classic.
Yeah, that shit's hilarious.
That's a classic. Yo, and he ain't lying to nobody. Y'all motherfuckers just stupid and ain't reading.
He put in bold letters, "You're paying for pictures." They don't give a fuck. They saw $4.99, $5.99, or whatever the fuck it was. Saw PlayStation 5, said, "Bet,
I'm with it.
I'm with it. Let's go. Boom. I'm going to get it tomorrow." No, you're getting it right now.
I wonder what you can do about that.
Not a damn thing. You got homie.
Nah, I don't think you could do it.
eBay had to take the listing down finally. They said they had to stop that listing completely. But because they couldn't, they can't do shit. I sold you what I told you I was going to sell you. If you didn't read that shit, that's not my fucking fault. How's that on me that you said, you know what?
I don't know, man. That's got to be some kind of ethical thing.
No, the ethical thing is you didn't fucking read the fucking big-ass bold letters that said picture.
No, that's not ethical. That's just stupidity.
That's what I'm saying. So... they got. That's on them. My man got that money. He keeping every bit of that money. Speaking of money, I have a question for you, because what was it? What's the name of it?
Oh, I can see this is about to be some dumbass shit.
No, this is about to be. Why every time I ask for shit, it's got to be some dumbass shit? This ain't about to be no dumbass shit. I got to be some dumbass shit. I'm going to ask you the dumbass shit later.
What you want to ask? What you want to ask?
So Airbnb, right? They just opened up. Mm-hmm. They doubled in the first, I think doubled or something, a little over doubled in the first day. How the fuck does Airbnb make money? They're a middleman, right?
Oh, they get but they got a percentage of that.
Cool. How is their stock worth more than Hilton, Marriott, and a couple of these big ass hotels combined?
Because motherfuckers don't be wanting to go to hotels.
My question is again, how the fuck do they make more money than Hilton has property.
You don't think that
Airbnb doesn't own these homes?
But you don't think that people are booking around the same amount as hotels as far as rooms wise and shit goes?
No, what I'm getting at is, even so, how are you making more money than all of those people? How is your stock worth more than all of those other businesses combined that have been doing this and have brick and mortars and been doing this for so long? The reason I think what's going on, and I know this was happening, is the fact that people, it's an idea.
Oh, you know,
and
you know what?
People are throwing money at an idea.
Do you know much? Do you know? How much do you know about stocks?
Because
I can break
that
down for you real quick.
I know a little bit about it.
All right, so with Airbnb, and then you look at places like Hilton and stuff like that, and you say that it's worth more. It's probably not. It's just they split the stocks up so much that
No. Look
you know
at
what I mean
this,
the price on the...
Look at Airbnb's their market cap. Their market cap is at $82.98 billion. Now Now, if I go to Hilton's.
Yeah, see, what I'm looking at right now, they don't have a company value listed. Their share price is $139.25, though.
But in Hilton's market cap is at $29 billion. That's what I'm getting at. Airbnb is $82 billion. Hilton's at 29. That doesn't make sense to me. But that was my question, though.
Well, when you compare it like that, it's not like all the hotel companies. You know what I mean? We're just talking about Hilton here.
No. I'm saying
one.
No, if you can combine all those and what's the name still has more. It's still more. Airbnb still.
No,
more.
I don't believe that.
They just did a study. They just put it out. This just happened recently.
I don't know.
I think it's because the stock goes up. The more people invest, the more money the stock goes up because they're believing that this company's going to do well. That's how
it works,
right?
Doing well.
But the reason it's doing so well right now is because it's a brand new stock and it just came in and people are throwing money at it. Is it going to last?
3% today, it looks
like. Is this going to last? Like, they don't own anything.
No, it never does. It never does, because if that was the case, then you would just invest all your money into one stock and let it ride the whole way up.
$89 billion. It's going to drop. $89 billion is their market cap, though.
I don't know.
That's fucking crazy. That is insane. Those are insane numbers. Money's not real no more, man. This is just fucking numbers. This shit is ridiculous.
Money ain't been real for a long time.
I know. It's always been numbers in fucking bank accounts for a long time now. But this shit is getting ridiculous.
There's no reason for paper money because it's not backed by anything.
But I mean, even
it's
Hilton.
It's not like it's backed by gold.
Hilton and all these other places, they have building structures. Hilton owns Doubletree and all these other different fucking places. So they got lower
end. Well, see, that could be it, though,
too.
See, that could be it too, because the Hilton and stuff, their overhead is high.
Yeah, I give you that.
As Airbnb, I'm a middleman. I don't have anything. Yeah, you know, I don't have anything. There's no overhead.
There's no competition either.
Well, yeah, that too, but it's like Uber right now. Uber doesn't have any physical assets.
Uber has competition, though.
That's probably. Yeah, but that's probably what it is, though. They don't have any physical assets that they need to use for their overhead. All we're doing is connecting you with other people. It'd be the same thing as, like, if Facebook started charging money.
Well, Facebook
We're not giving you anything.
Well, Facebook
We're just
don't
giving
need
you
to...
access to a single thing.
No. Facebook don't need to charge money because they're stealing from us completely. We are the fucking... We are
well, Facebook
the trade. They're trading us.
Yeah, we are the paper.
Yeah, we are the paper. Yeah. We're the money.
Yeah. But they still have an overhead as far as servers and all that other kind of shit goes.
Yeah.
Like, I being a tech geek right now, like, I would love to see their fucking server farm.
Yeah, I bet that shit is immaculate.
I wonder how big that shit is.
Because I could tell you some Because
at this point, it has to be an entire warehouse.
You know what? I don't think so. I think it's probably in the cloud, if they're smart.
The cloud is not really cloud, though. The cloud is servers.
No. If I throw my shit up in Microsoft Azure, I don't have anything on premises no more.
Yeah, on your premises.
Yeah, so you need to go to Microsoft.
But it's still somewhere.
Yeah, so you will want to go look at Microsoft data center. Yeah. You wouldn't. Microsoft...
That's what I'm saying.
At
this point, Facebook probably would have their own data center because there's no way.
No.
There's no way I'm paying all this money to lease to Microsoft or.
I don't know
too many companies.
It's cheaper.
With their server farms.
It's
besides
cheaper.
Like Unisys or stuff like that.
It'll be cheaper to put all their shit in the cloud. They don't have to maintain any hardware. They don't have to do any. They can hire less people. They don't have to.
But
they don't
even
have to,
so.
You so they don't have to pay for no facility.
Even so, you would still have to have dedicated servers to that. Wherever it ends up at the end,
yeah,
there would have
the
to be
cloud.
Dedicated physical equipment.
In the cloud, they will
well,
spin up
I'm
all
saying,
their
but,
shit in the cloud in Microsoft's Azure stack.
Yeah, but it's not a actual, it's got to go somewhere. There's got to be a server that houses this data.
Yes, Microsoft.
It's not
has
like
it
just sits up in thin air. Well, that's what I'm saying. But there's got to be physical servers.
Yes, in Microsoft data center.
That's what I'm saying.
Facebook
that's
won't have.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you're saying Facebook has a data center. I was like, they won't have one. Microsoft owns it. It will just be at Microsoft. Facebook wouldn't have.
No, I mean that's cool. But I'm right now. I'm talking about the physical equipment.
Oh, okay.
Like fuck whether it's Facebook or Microsoft or whoever has it.
Yeah.
Like there's still got to be physical equipment, and I would like to know how much physical equipment they have.
Oh, you can go look on that on the internet right now. Microsoft will give you a tour of their data centers, one of their data centers. They got like,
well, I'm saying at this point, Microsoft has got to have its own warehouse just for Facebook shit. If that's indeed where their servers are, if they do have them through Microsoft.
But I would just employ this though. I would think that if they're doing it, if Facebook is in Azure or wherever, since Microsoft has data centers all over the world, they would probably spin up servers in different data centers for load balancing purposes. So that way, if you're overseas.
I can see that too. Yeah, I can see that too.
That's what I think was probably going on. So I don't think it's just all in one. I don't think they just got one fucking central data center where they're keeping everything. I think it's just it's centralized. I think it's distributed throughout, and it's just everything's load balanced with like a F5 or a fucking. See, I'm talking geek shit now. Let me chill.
No, but I mean it makes sense because we do the same thing where I work at.
Yeah.
So we got two, ones in like Ashburn and then ones in Harrisburg and like I don't know. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
And it's for that. Just data redundancy.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't see Facebook as having physical shit no more. It would cost too much money for them. It's so much cheaper to just throw that shit in the cloud and
Facebook,
just have Microsoft.
That's what I was saying, cuz people get this whole cloud idea and they're like the cloud isn't actual physical when it is.
All the cloud means is
you're paying somebody else for storage.
Yeah, exactly. You just don't have it on your premises anymore. And then there's some places where you do keep half that shit on premises, and then you keep the rest of it. Like if you have critical shit that you want to keep on site, you just keep that on site and then just throw everything else in the cloud. Matter of fact, I know a cat named Jason. He got a couple sneaker bots that he threw in the cloud. So he spin them bitches up whenever it's time for sneaker releases to come out, and he cop shit. That's how he got the PS5 for a couple cats I know too. Shout out to Jason if he's listening.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. It's cheap, though. I mean, it's cheap to do it that way versus to pay for storage.
I wish I knew how to do the coding and all that kind of stuff, because I know them motherfuckers making money off them sneaker bots.
And the smartest
thing they could have did was do it on a subscription basis instead of just selling it outright.
Yep. Because they're having to keep updating it.
Because this Jason cat, whoever it is, technically if he wanted to, he can sell subscriptions to his shit that he has on the cloud.
I think he's doing it.
Because now I can give you account access that you can use them, but if you don't pay your dues, I can just cut your account off.
Yep. Or you can just, I don't even think that. I think you can just put in an order through him and he'll just cop it for you.
Well, yeah, but that ends up being harder. If you want to make money, you're going to want to give them their own access. Because now you're taking yourself out of it and becoming the middleman.
See, I think he's not trying to develop it as to be where he's the
what else I'm saying, you're a corner boy.
Yeah, he's not trying to be the plug.
That corner boy shit would get exhausting to me though. Unless you've got like maybe 10 people you know that you do it for every now and then. But as far as like, you know, a bunch of people, send that shit to the cloud. Here's an account and a password.
But he be getting this shit off though. He be selling a lot of shit. He got a lot of shit off, so that nigga be getting it.
That's the hustle right now.
Yeah. Niggas, shout out to everybody trying to
cop Jubilees that I bought. Yeah, them Jubilees I bought right now, like they sold for $220. Like I can take them somewhere right now and get them shits off for $320. Easy.
It's always been like that, and that shit ain't going nowhere. Nigga, as somebody made a good point on Facebook, but I said fuck them anyways. It was like, man, we just paying for the same shit in different colors. I was like, in new material. I said, shut the fuck up, nigga. Stop hating.
That's the point, nigga. That's the point. My outfit don't go with all this.
Stop hating,
I can't
nigga.
Just get one pair of shoes and wear them with everything.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? Sad shit is, I got all these shoes, and I don't even rotate them like I need to. I be rotating them by the year.
Shit,
I be like,
I got
I'm
all these
shoes
and
year.
Don't wear them at all.
That's what I'm saying, man.
I be the nigga that I be the nigga that go out. Yeah, I be the nigga that go out and put my slides on.
Nigga, I be getting dressed up to go to the grocery store now because I'm just be like, you know what? Fuck it. I need to.
I don't even like doing that because it gets to a point. It gets to a point where I'm standing in my closet looking at my sneakers, deciding what I want to wear, and it takes an extra half hour.
Yeah, that do be exhausting. And then I got to go into the garage and be like, do I want to get these or do I want to look in this box this time? And I don't know, man. I'm thinking about selling them, but then I'm like, fuck that shit. I can't do that. So I don't know. But
yeah, I'm weird with that.
We went off on a tangent. Back to the verses. I got another verses for you. I don't know. Did we talk about this verses yet? Snoop Dogg versus
what?
Cardi B.
For
not
what?
Not in a battle. So Snoop Dogg was asked about Cardi B's WAP, and he said he has some things to say about it, pretty much saying that the women got to, you know what I'm saying, they got to cover it up, be creative, and it's something. He was pretty much talking about it's derogatory song and they don't need to be talking about that. I thought this was the same nigga that wrote Bitches Ain't Shit But Hoes and Tricks. He's like, yeah, but that was back in the days. I'm growing up now. I was like, hey, just let these young kids do whatever, man. This shit don't, let them grow up.
Yeah,
you wasn't,
man. I don't know, man.
He only saying that shit not because he got a daughter and shit like that. I'm just let these motherfuckers grow
well,
up.
I'm all like, I'm just in the middle to where it's like, of course, I believe like a woman's body should be a type of sacred thing. But I also believe in empowering women to do what they want. But it's like, at this point, y'all turn into a whole bunch of prostitutes. I don't know what else to say.
Look. It seems like everybody has an OnlyFans now, or they're trying to figure out how to open up one without their family members knowing they got one. I mean, that's just the honest truth of the whole matter of what's going on. A lot of these hoes got, but a lot of these was hoes anyways, though, and they was already on this shit. So
yeah, now you need an excuse, and you need an excuse to be a hoe now.
Yeah, I mean, so it ain't like
I'm making all this money though.
It ain't like these
that's
songs.
What it all comes down to.
Yeah, it ain't like these songs are converting girls into, you know what, I'm gonna be a hoe because I listen. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. Just like we talked about with Oregon.
It works like that.
Okay, so they legalize all the shit in Oregon.
No.
So that means it's gonna be crackheads everywhere?
No, listen. It does work like that, and okay. I've got proof. And all I've got to say is Trump.
What do you mean? Trump's this. I'm talking about black girls.
We got a whole bunch of idiots that are going to roll with whatever because it's popular or popping or however it is around your community.
I'm just being honest. I'm talking about black girls right now.
That's empowering people.
I'm talking about black girls. I'm not talking about. So white people do crazy. White people follow crazy shit. So I can't put them in the same. They on some other shit. I'm talking about black women.
Man, listen. Motherfuckers wasn't eating no ass until Janae said eat the booty like groceries.
Nah, that's not true. A lot of it's, it was some niggas telling me they was getting their ass.
different topic.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't know. I don't think Janae brought that out. It was niggas talking about getting their asses eaten before she talked about it. Shout out to all the niggas getting I don't know how that happens, but I'm not the nigga that let that happen. Cause if you anywhere near down there, I'm too childish for all that. I've been and fucking punched you in your fucking throat, bitch.
No, okay. Fart in your mouth.
That too. Cause I'm very childish. Speaking of Childish, I want to try and get her on the show so we can talk about this. They had a topic on their show where she said, "Is it okay to date your ex's friend?" I said, "Hell no! What the fuck is you talking about? That's a quick way to get fucked up. Hell no."
I don't care.
I feel like this, because you said somebody, if y'all weren't compatible. I'm like this. Me and my homies are pretty much the same, so if we wasn't compatible, you shouldn't be compatible with this nigga either.
I don't know. I just guess it depends on the situation. Like, I ain't with it, but, like, I don't know. We're at this point where motherfuckers is scared to do the things they want to do because of somebody else's opinion. And I ain't with that. I'm on, like, one of those kicks where I ain't with that, yo. Do what makes you happy and fuck what everybody else got to say. Now, if you're willing, now that might ruin your relationship with your friend. If you want to throw that friendship away, then that's on you. Because it does have consequences. But I'm a firm believer of do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Oh, yeah.
You only hear once.
Got noted. Got you. But we can't be friends after that, though.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's consequences with it.
Because I'm always looking at you like, yo, you was looking at my girl the whole time. And then if y'all don't work out, you see, y'all going to have to get married at that point. Because after that, if I get another girl, like for real, because if I get another girl, I'm going to be looking at you crazy. So who you with? Not none of your business, nigga. I know how you get down.
I don't know. People going to do what they want regardless, and I'm just tired of judging people for it because it's like, man, I don't know.
Well, it also depends on if I liked her, if I still have feelings for her. Or if I don't give a fuck about her, then... But I wanted to get her on there to talk about that shit, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, that's why I said it depends on...
The situation.
Who was we talking about? Whose podcast was this?
It was a friend of mine. I ain't say no names.
Oh, okay.
Females. Oh, okay. Some females.
Thought I missed something right there.
No. I didn't throw nothing. I ain't throw nothing out there. What's my next verse?
No, but I'm all about doing what you want to do.
Yeah, but there is consequence for all that shit. Fuck all that. Next verses.
You check your text messages?
Yeah, I saw it. I heard the same thing, but okay. I didn't think it was nothing. But the next verses, Lil Wayne versus the feds.
Look, I already told you. I knew this was what it was. I knew it. Look, when Wayne took that picture with Trump and did all that endorsing shit, I believe he had a deal on the table to where if he could, you know what I mean, bring in the black vote and Trump won, he would pardon his ass.
Yo. You really think a pardon was in play?
I think a pardon was in play because Trump was desperate, and I believe the pardon was in play, yo. And I just seen that he pled guilty to it, so I think the pardon may still be in play. I just think Trump is petty enough that he won't honor it, but I believe that it was in play beforehand.
Oh, here go the kicker. You know what they also said they found on him?
Heroin.
Nah, it wasn't heroin. Cocaine, ecstasy, oxycodone. This nigga was suited.
I seen heroin in there too.
Oh, they had it might have been the oxycodone. They probably called it heroin. Either way, he had a lot of shit on
niggas,
him.
He's a junkie.
There's a reason his hair's falling out too. That's listen to those drugs right there. Is the reason his hair looks.
That's heroin.
Looks. You think heroin's doing that?
Yes.
Yo, that's crazy.
Yep, look. Searched by cops who find gold gun, heroin, cocaine, ecstasy, purple drink ingredients, and $26,000 in cash.
Maybe so the purple drink was the oxycodone? So I don't know. Yeah. I'm not
hydrocodone or whatever it is.
I'm not well versed into the drugs like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the codeine and all that kind of shit.
Yeah, I'm not into all that. The deans and the dines and the Zambars and all that shit. I don't know nothing about none of that shit.
Y'all's a bunch of crackheads.
Yo, these niggas be taking any.
I didn't realize how big that shit was until recently. Like, I was so in the dark about it. This motherfucker's really out here still doing blow and shooting up heroin and doing, like, y'all are a bunch of fiends.
Bruh, I'm going to tell you who the ones that's doing it. It's the same ones that was back in high school stealing their parents' medicine from the medicine cabinet and taking all that shit. Either that or the ones that they,
you know, naive to that too.
Or the parents that put their kids on the medication because, oh, they got ADHD, and so now they on that shit. And I read somewhere they were talking about some, they found traces.
Yeah, now you taking Adderall your whole life.
Yeah, I heard about this. I think it's Adderall or one of them drugs they talk about. Some they found that the same compound is in meth. That is in one of them drugs. I said, no wonder.
Yeah, that's all that shit. That's all that shit. All that shit is related. I just found out recently that fucking ibuprofen is just a watered down fucking heroin or whatever it is. Opiate, whatever.
Is it?
Opium.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, all that shit is. It's just really small doses.
Yeah, I didn't know that. You ever heard of this? It's this drug that's from I think it's down south. You can blow it in somebody's face and they lose all free will. It's called a zombie plant. You never heard of that?
Nah.
Yeah, it's a zombie plant. It's called Brungandanga, some shit like that.
Oh, yeah, that shit, yeah, that's the shit that they was taking in Florida.
Yeah, nah, that was bath salts, nigga. That's different.
No, before that, it was that shit.
Was it? I don't know. But I do got, all right, since I asked you the serious shit, now I got to ask you, it's somewhat serious. I got to ask you another question. So I'm about to set everything up for you. So So my barber, I've been trying to link up with him for about a week now. I call the shop.
Cheat on him.
Listen, let me go through. Either nobody's there or somebody pick up and be like, he ain't there. It's been like a week. So I go online today. I'm like, man, me and my daughter, we need some cuts, man. We need to cut bad. So I look online and I find a spot, and I remember going to this spot before, and I said, all right, they cut decent. And it's right down the street. So I book an appointment. The only reason I don't go to this spot is because there's a white dude that's in there that's annoying as fuck, and I didn't like him. So I was like, I'm not going to this spot. But the other cast is in there. It's cool. But the little white dude was annoying, and I let him cut my hair one time so he think I'm supposed to be his customer now. And it's like, nah, nigga, I don't really like you like that. You just cut my hair one time. So I end up booking the appointment to go there, and the nigga cut, and the dude that cut my hair and my daughter's hair, he cut real good. It was a real good cut. And he's like 5 minutes down the road, so I don't know, man. What do I do?
What's best for you?
I got to cut the other nigga off.
Yeah, I mean, you got to.
It's just business.
You got to. Yeah. My barber went on vacation when this COVID stuff hit, and I'm not one of those, like, dudes that cheat. You know what they say. Niggas is more faithful to their barber than to their girl.
Their girl, exactly.
But, I've been doing this for a while because I've been cutting my son's hair for a long time, and I just happened to get pretty decent at it. So I started cutting my own hair, and I'm satisfied. But if I needed to go out and get a cut, you damn right, I'm going to go get a cut. I don't got time to be waiting on you. This is your job, yo.
Yeah. So I am.
Like, we can be friends and all that stuff, but, like, if I need a cut, I need a cut.
But here's the bad part, though, because I think he might got, like, COVID or some shit, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if he got it. So,
see, look, you're making excuses. You don't know when the relationship is over.
Just let it go, man. Just let it go.
You like, you like one of them girls that got beat on and just like, no, but he loves me, though.
Nigga, rip the Band-Aid off. Just rip that shit off. What the
fuck? He's good to me.
He's good to me, though. But the way he asked me up, though. And it was crazy. Because
listen. If we was talking like that, this was your girlfriend. Say you was like, man, I was talking to this girl. And, you know, we usually go on dates like every week or something like that. I'll hit her up. And then you tell me that you've been calling and she ain't been picking up your calls or, you know what I mean? Like, you don't see her nowhere. And when you call the number at the house, her dad be like, she ain't here. Like, what are you going to say?
Yo, what if she got, what if the bitch got COVID? What if she got COVID, though? What if she got COVID?
See, that's what I'm talking about. You got cut him off, yo.
Oh, man. Damn. So, but and here's the even better part is the fact that I can go online and make an appointment with this barber here. So I ain't got to call nowhere. I ain't got to deal with none of that shit. Just go online, boom, bam, and I'm good.
So was this versus PJ versus the barber?
Yeah, this is. Yeah, this is definitely PJ versus the barber. So yeah. And this barber's even better because the simple fact that when he adds you up, he actually like he no homo, he like lay you back and shit. Like actually get into the edge up.
Hey yo.
But he asked before you do it though. You know what I'm saying? He's like,
can I lay you down? What you tell him? You like, be gentle.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Nah, I ain't told him be gentle. I said, nah, you good, man. Go ahead. Do what you got to do and line me up. You know what I mean? Go ahead and get the lineup right.
Shit, the best haircut experience I've ever had. I'm not going to say the best haircut because my barber was probably the best I've ever had. Pause. But when I was in Korea, like the motherfuckers would cut your hair and another chick would be over there massaging your hands. Then they give you the hot towel massage, lay you down, do all that shit. Like, it was $20.
Yeah, that's like, not bad.
You can't beat that over here. How much are you paying for haircuts down there right now?
For me and my daughter just now, I paid.
No, just for you by yourself.
I'm not sure because I paid together and it was $35 for both of us, and I tipped like $10. So
so y'all ain't hit the barber revolution yet.
No, I mean he was
maybe barbers up here is trying to charge 40 beans a cut.
Whoa, these niggas is tripping. Was this COVID prices?
No, these is just prices. They just going up. This is how the barbers are thinking right now. So I'm glad I learned how to cut my own hair.
What barbers is about to do is push themselves out of a fucking job because niggas is just going to do just like you said. Same thing.
No, because niggas is stupid. Like, what they do is it's like Atlanta right now. I know in Atlanta, all the prices are like super high for cuts. You know what I mean? But niggas will pay that shit as a status symbol.
Saying I paid $40 for a haircut? Like, you bugging.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. I don't think a cut should ever be over $20.
Nah, hell nah. I'm with you on that. 20 should be it.
But I think they do that because they realize what the cap is. They realize that if you're cutting, you know, heads $20 a head, let's say you're fast and decent at, you know, a half an hour and you work $10, there's a cap on it. You have a cap on how much you're going to make for the day.
Yeah. You have a max.
So I
yeah,
think
you,
they just
yeah,
want more money.
Yeah. Of course they want more. Everybody wants more money. But at the end of the day, are you going to make
You should have picked a different career.
Nah, I don't do that. Because we need barbers. Because I don't like cutting my hair. And I'm not cutting
No, but
hair.
I'm saying, no, there's a cap. I've got a couple friends that cut hair. And they'll tell you right out. Like, if you want to get rich, cutting hair is not. You know what I mean?
No, you'll never
be
rich. You'll never get rich.
You're
going to
make a decent living, especially if you're a dope barber. You know what I mean? You're going to make a decent wage.
You got to own the shop.
But there's going to be a cap.
Unless you own the shop, then you can just charge niggas to for to rent.
Booth rent, yeah.
Yeah. And you got steady income.
I don't know,
that.
But if that barber is 5 minutes away, I'm going there every time.
Yeah, he's literally 5 minutes.
Especially
away.
If your old barber is jerking you.
Yeah, and he's like 20 minutes away.
Cause look, yo, we get super sensitive about that shit. Like, yo, why you ain't answering my calls? Like, yeah. Did I do something? Like, does my hair stink? Do I got dandruff? Like,
I know, right?
I'm kind of offended.
Yo, and the wild part is I call like 3 times in a row. One time because it picked up and it went to like this weird.
Yeah,
ass
you
thing,
start feeling.
So
you start feeling like.
I was like, damn, did you pick up what the weird. Fuck? Yeah. I was like, man, why am I calling somebody? You know what? Fuck this shit. This is looking crazy. I look desperate as fuck right now. Like, yo, please come cut my hair, man. I like a fucking haircut junkie. Fuck this. I was
like, yeah, but then in the same breath, it could be he has other clientele that either tips him better or pays different prices. And, like, obviously, I'm taking the clients that got the most money.
Nah, I tip him good. I already know that. I know. I know how much
drill?
He be getting. Nah, hell no, nah, no homo. But I know how much he be getting paid. And then these niggas don't be tipping the way I tip like $10-$15 over. So
I don't know. I don't know. I just know I don't pay over $20 for a haircut. And if it ever gets to that point where that's baseline prices, I'm just never gonna have
I'm
someone
going.
Come because I'm like I said, I'm decent. I'm decent giving myself a fade right now.
Yeah, I just be lazy with it. I don't want to do that. I be doing so much other shit. I gotta pick and choose.
And your hair is so easy to cut, yo.
Yeah, cause I just get it even.
You can cut your own hair.
I know it's not the cutting. It's not the cutting that's the problem. It's the edge of it. It's the lineup.
It's the lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah. All that takes is just practice, man.
Yeah,
just don't push yourself back.
Exactly. I ain't tried it because, like, nigga. Hey, shout out to my punk ass daddy. But I see the picture. This nigga was sitting underneath a Christmas tree.
I've had experience where I push my
hair
back
is
a
pushed
bit.
Back. His hair line is pushed all the way back. I said, oh man.
Yeah,
good thing I got gray hair.
The experience teaches you everything. You gotta The key to not pushing your shit back is that if you do fuck up, don't try to fix it.
Just let it
grow back in.
Let it grow back. Like, nah, I can let that go, right? Yo, fuck that. Because you start pushing it back, your shit believe it's really back there now.
Especially as you get older.
Yeah. It'll be like, nah.
Oh, this is what we doing right now? All right, bet.
Oh, this is where we at right now. Like, no, we're not at here right now. You need to grow back, nigga. Grow back. That'd be the problem.
Yeah, my line is still intact right now, and I'm grateful for that. But I'm starting to see that my corners, like, lighten up. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so
shit.
It's like I got to keep my hair a certain length.
Yeah.
Because so, I already said, if my corners get light to where I can't have a straight line across my forehead, I'm cutting everything.
Or just get a skin tight fade.
I'm cutting everything. It's hard. I can't get a skin tight fade in the corners.
Oh, I don't know, man. The corners,
it's at the top of my line.
No,
it's at the top of my lineup.
Oh, I know where
it's at. So
it's
at the top of my corners.
Okay, I see what
you're saying.
So
it's not gone. You know
what
I mean?
But it's
going to
push it in.
I've got a couple good years, but I can definitely see that that's the first place to go.
Stop wearing hats.
Nah.
That's the hey, I'm trying to help you.
And look, at this point, it is what it is. You know what I mean? Like,
but the hats is
when I get to that point.
Do that too, though.
Well, it don't matter. Because at that point, I got a strong enough beard that I can pull a baldy off.
Or, ooh, I did see they got the one hat that you can get with the lights in it and shit. That,
what the
help you.
What fuck are you talking about?
it help your hair grow back. It's like a hat with lights in
man,
it.
Ain't nobody.
It's what the white people do.
I'll get that. That's like the white people be getting that keep stuff. Or Hims or whatever the fucking pill is called, where you take the pill every day to keep your hairline. Man, fuck that. I'm getting older. I'm with it.
You ever see a nigga with plugs? That's the wildest shit.
No, I'll never, never do no shit like that.
No, not you do it, but I seen a nigga with plugs. That shit looked crazy. A white dude, of course.
It like, don't even look real.
It looks nuts. It looks fucking nuts. I'm like, yo, you look fucking insane, white boy.
You and I'm about to say, like what does plugs like fake hair, or is it like it's the root of hair that they implant into you? Like, how does that work?
I think it's your hair, but it's just they put it in you like a different way. I don't know. That shit looked nuts, though. He looked like
hair off your ass.
Yeah, he looked like a serial killer. You know how serial killers?
I don't
got
know.
That
I think
look?
They've got like I had to Google it. I think they've perfected it a little bit, but some shit looks crazy because you can't get it as close as normal, you know, hair would be. Man. So you can see.
Imagine
it looks
this.
Like a lace front.
Not even. No, not even that. Imagine you remember. Back in the days when you were a kid, you ever seen, like, the old baby dolls and shit? How their hair was? How it's just, like, stuck up?
Yeah, you got that little dot. It's like a hard
dot
at the root.
Yeah, that's how the fucking shit looks. That shit is fucking crazy. You look like a fucking doll.
No, I think it looks like that, though. Yeah, I think it looks like that, though, because you can't get them as close as, like, your normal hair follicles would be. So yeah. Now it's spaced out, and you can tell, like, you look like a fucking Chucky doll.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're like a fucking serial killer, nigga. Hey, you about to kill somebody. Yeah. Yeah, niggas with hair plugs got to let
it
go.
Yeah, I ain't with that.
I'm not with it at all. You got to let that shit go, man.
Yeah, it ain't worth that.
I just got that. Great. Especially if you
can't be a black dude with that shit.
Nah, hell no. Nah. I still got my hairline, thank God. So... I got the gray shit, so I'm going to just keep it that way. I ain't dying shit, and I'm going to just leave it the way it is. I just got my hairline. Fuck
I'm going to dye my shit. Fuck
I
that.
Can't, you guys, that's too much work.
I don't think so.
You gotta keep up with it. Either you got to keep up with it or your barber got to keep up with it, and I'm not doing either one.
No, it's not, because I've done my shit before.
How you doing, just for men?
Yep.
Oh, for real?
You bugging. I ain't bullshitting.
They got this
shit right where it's like it's basically you mix the dye in with the what is it called? Developer or whatever. You shake that shit up and then you rub it all in your head and then you wash it out in the shower.
Yeah, then what happens? Then your hair's black?
That's it.
For how long though?
I swear to God, until it grows out.
Man, that shit sound like work. So you got to do that, every day?
No, it's one time.
One time, a week?
It's one time. I don't know. I don't do it all like that. I did it to see what it would look like because I had, like, grays growing in the side of my hair. I wanted to get them out.
Yeah.
And, if I was to keep up with it and that's what I wanted, because, you know, I cut my hair, so the sides... They don't be gray all the time. They wouldn't be gray all the time anyway because I cut them off.
Yeah.
But I would expect that, you know, every month and a half maybe.
See, I keep my hair short, so I don't even think it. But when it do get long, I realize, like, yo, my whole fucking head is gray except for the back. It looks fucking weird as shit. The whole front of my head is gray
and
the back
is black.
Yeah, and
with me, my fade isn't like, you know, black folks fade. I get a fade, but I leave, you know, some shit on the top. You know what I mean? I might have a 3 on the top, but I got like a ball fade.
Yeah.
So if my top of my hair starts to go like super gray, I'm gonna dye that shit.
I don't know, man. I might try it one day. I remember the
for as long as I can. I'm gonna tell you, it's a huge difference. It's a huge difference when you start to go gray and then you dye your shit back.
I know.
Like, you take off like 10 years.
No, not even that, but niggas start looking at you and talking shit. Oh, I see you starting to dye your shit, nigga.
That's only if they've seen you with your gray shit.
Everybody's seen me with my gray shit.
If you get out on top of that. And fuck what everybody else thinks, man. I don't do that shit for them. I do that shit for me. So when I look in the mirror, I'm like, all right, I'm still good money.
I still got it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's like, now I know how the bitches feel when they get like their tits done and shit like that. Like, I'm doing this for you. I'm doing this shit for me.
What I do want to get is some. I do want to get some teeth. I do want to do that.
I want to do that shit too, yo.
I want to get some teeth.
I
want to
do that shit. I want to do that shit too. Like my teeth ain't like super fucked up, but
mine ain't either.
Shit.
But
like,
I still want some. Me too. I'm the same way. My shit ain't fucked up. But I want some new fucking teeth.
And look. And I don't want the natural ones. I want the shits that's super white. Like when
I smile,
it reflects the sunlight and shit. I don't give a fuck. You can talk about me all you want. My shit is white.
Yeah, I want you to know I got fake teeth. I want you to know my teeth is new.
My shit brand new like some Uptowns. They get like.
Exactly. Fuck that.
Some all white Uptowns.
Fuck that. Hell yeah. That's what I've been looking at. Like, yo, yeah, I want my bottom
row of teeth is fucked up. You know what I mean? They throwing up gang signs and shit like that. That's, you know, genetic or whatever. But if I can get them shit sawed down and get me some brand new veneers.
Man, hell yeah. That's what I'm on it too. I'm looking into it now. I'm like, yo, how much I need to save up? So I got two projects I want. Some teeth.
Them shits is a lot. I think they like $10,000.
Nah, I'm gonna put them on on credit, nigga.
Put them shits on layaway.
Hey, fuck that. $10,000. $10,000 for no new teeth. Man, I got fucking insurance.
Yeah, listen. Yeah, that don't mean nothing. Insurance don't pay for teeth.
They should pay for cleaners.
Yeah, I think it, like, insurance ain't paying for that. That shit is fucking.
Oh, you
optional.
Got cavities? Oh, you cosmetic. Got cavities? Yeah. Well, nah, the one joint I was
yeah,
at,
I wish I had that money
because
I wouldn't give a fuck about my teeth.
Yeah.
If I was rich, I wouldn't give a fuck about my teeth. Nigga, I'll get the veneers and then just do whatever the fuck I want to. When they got older, I'll get a new set.
Yep. I just keep fucking upgrading and getting rid of them bitches like a new car. Fuck that. If bitches can get new titties and asses and all that shit, I can get teeth. It's just teeth.
Yeah, look,
it ain't like I'm trying to get muscles.
Yeah, porcelain veneers generally cost between $925 to $2,500 per tooth.
I just want like 1, 2, 3, 4. I just need like 6 of them. Let's see. 8. I want the top 4 and the bottom 4.
The rest of them shits be fucked up in the back. I'm a smile a little bit.
I'm gonna smile a little bit.
I ain't gonna
bit.
Give you the whole thing.
I'm not gonna give you the whole joint. You know what I'm saying? I'm still working on getting these teethuses. I'm still working on getting the
I don't
new
know. I'm proud of myself. I've only lost one tooth my whole entire life. So I'm doing better than most adults, but I think I should try to invest in some veneers.
I lost a tooth early. I lost a tooth when I was still a kid. It was the front tooth at that. I was skateboarding and that bitch chipped. So my front tooth ain't even real. My front tooth is it's real, but it's half of my real.
You got
tooth.
Implant?
Not an implant. Half of it's the real tooth. The rest of it's
you got a crown.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a crown or I think it's. They created another tooth on top of
it. If it's your real tooth, it's a crown.
It's my real tooth, but it's just a portion of it. The rest of it, they had to fill it and make a tooth out of it because my tooth had got broke.
Oh, that's
broke.
Probably a veneer then.
It probably is a veneer because they're telling me they said they can redo it. I want a whole new set of these shits, though.
No, I got a back tooth pulled not that long ago, one of my molars.
Oh, nah, man. They said top or bottom veneers, man. They got a special going on. $7.99. Bugging.
What you mean, $7.99? Fuck that. You lying.
$700.
You want to get them shits from Wish. That's going to be a mouthpiece.
I don't care.
And they going to have to take his teeth out every night.
Look, I don't give a fuck. I'm only using them for pictures anyway. I'm only using them to stunt. I don't give a fuck. It's like a push-up bra. I'm just using it to stunt. Oh, this bitch look like a... I'm about to send you this. I'm about to see you.
Yo, listen. My homeboy's son lost a tooth playing basketball, like a front tooth, like one of his two front teeth. Yeah. And he's in the military, so you know, but he's still in like the basic training tech school shit. So, you know, when you're in the military, they fix all that shit for you for free.
Yeah.
But since he's in like tech school training shit or whatever, he can't get his permanent tooth until he gets to his first base. So they gave this nigga a mouth guard with a tooth in it.
Damn. That's fucked up.
Like I ain't never seen that shit before. Like it's like a clear mouth guard, like Invisalign shit, but it got a tooth in the spot that it's missing.
Wow.
So like he'll put the mouth guard in and like he got a tooth.
I ain't never seen no shit like that. Can you go to
weird. I mean, you know, the military take care of you, but like it's still weird to see.
Yeah, they was like, well, you ain't fully in yet, so we ain't fully gonna invest in you either, nigga.
We wanna make sure you get to this first.
Yeah. this nigga was like, we're not gonna fully invest in you like that. Can you see this that I put in the script?
The military was gonna give me braces. What script?
I went there on the page, there's like a thing that says script. Can you see scripts or no? You can't see script?
No, hold on. Let me no,
if
I can't
not,
see it.
If not, I'll send it to you on Facebook. Maybe I can only see the script.
No, sometimes I don't go all the way to the end thing.
Oh.
So I'm still in like the lobby type shit.
Oh, okay.
Right, I see what. Let's see.
I sent it to you on Facebook. That's the website. $7.99, man. I'm telling you.
Man, no, I don't trust that shit.
Look at the website though.
I'm looking at it, but I don't trust that shit. Look at the picture that they got up on the main page.
Yeah, I know.
What is that? That looks like a mouth guard.
It's a mouthpiece. It's a mouthpiece.
That's what I'm saying.
But you can get the top and the bottom for $1,100, for $1,200. I'm sorry, yeah, $1,200.
No, I ain't with all that.
No, it's a mouthpiece.
I want the shit I don't got to worry about.
I'm about to check.
No, I'm not putting no mouthpiece. Not putting no fucking mouthpiece in.
So it asks you questions when you want to check out. Do you suffer from any of the following? Severe gum disease, oral cancer, loose teeth, severe gum recession. No, I don't.
See, that's the problem, though. Like, I don't want any kind of problems with my teeth underneath. You know what I mean? Just shave these bitches down or take them out or whatever you got to do and give me my permanent set.
Yo, you can pick what kind of smile you want. It's like, I want my top.
Give me the fabulous.
It's either give me a natural-looking smile or cover crooked teeth. Okay. Now give me a natural looking smile.
But see, then I look at this shit and it says the teeth can last like 10 to 15 years. I don't want to have to replace them.
But see, they got two options right now. You can get it's called the Insta Smile. So you can either get the ones for $500, that's the occasional wear, or you can get the platinum joints for everyday wear, which is $1,000.
See, I'm looking at some of this shit. It's like all they do is place them on the front of your teeth.
Yeah.
I don't want those. I want the ones where they saw my teeth all the way down, filed them bitches, and then put it over top.
Yo, that's the money, right? That's the real money right there.
I'm saying.
I just wanted like some gold teeth.
Yeah, look.
But they like
cost a full mouth porcelain veneers $12,000 to $30,000.
Yeah, I don't want that. I want the shit like the grills, nigga. Give me a grill.
Oh man.
Yeah, I want the Hollywood bleach grill, my nigga. So I can smile on these hoes. You know what I mean? I'm trying to smile. Smile, bitch.
Well, it's like now that I think about it, like, all right, so let's say we go your route, right? The $7.99 style, right? And these things, it's not a mouthpiece. I guess they glue them on, they bond them to your teeth, right?
Do they?
What happens when you get a cavity? Yeah, what happens when you get a cavity?
How like, you going
underneath.
How you gonna get a cavity if you don't take them off?
I mean, you
have a protective coat over your teeth now. Yo, this might be lit. You could probably eat whatever the fuck you want. Yo, I'm about to invest in these.
I don't know, man.
I'm about to go to the dentist and be like, hey, how much for a new set of teeth?
Y'all got these?
Yeah. I'm going there like this with the paper. Hold it to the window. Huh? Can y'all give me these? And
man,
how much?
I'm about to go to Columbia where these bitches get their ass done and get me some teeth.
I mean, it could be safer. I guarantee it's safer than getting your ass done down there. Well, I don't know. They filing your you trying to get them to file your teeth down and shit. I just want a mouthpiece. There's a difference.
Oh, you want the shit that you can take in and out every night.
Yeah. Yeah. I have no problem with
man,
that.
Fuck that.
I have no problem with that.
No, if I go the cheaper route, I want the shit that they bond to my teeth.
That's even wilder. You saw the girl that bonded some crazy ass shit to her teeth to make braces for dumbass.
Yeah, they're people are fucking stupid.
Man, I'm still mad at AT&T. These niggas really got me. Motherfuckers. Talking about my shit going. We got one in stock. You lying bitches. December 26th. I don't even want the phone no more if it's going to be that late.
See? That's why I go to the store.
I should have went up there, but it is what
it is. I go to the store for all that. I did that when I bought my son's phone. When I got my son's iPhone, I went to the store, and they was like, "Nah, we don't have one in stock here, but we got one in stock across town." And I sure enough went over there.
Cause I ain't talking about my shipping
address. I want my shit today.
I was like, I don't give a fuck. Don't ship this shit to my house. I don't like, especially expensive shit like that. Don't ship that shit to my house. Cause the postman be doing.
Yeah, I get
wild
nervous
shit.
Just shipping shoes.
Yeah, postman be doing wild shit. And my kids, man, my daughter, they put together a Christmas list, right? And my daughter's into, like, anime, my youngest one. And so she goes on Amazon, creates her little wish list. And I go buy the shit like a dummy. I didn't pay no attention to where half this shit's coming from. I start looking at the tracking on this shit. She bought, like, a button, like a $2 button. This shit is coming from, like, Japan somewhere. I'm like, this shit is never gonna make it. Like, yo.
No, cause listen, I bought a sweatsuit the other day. I think it was Thursday.
I said a button, and nigga. One button. A $2 button.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, like, I bought it from Gymshark. You know what I mean? And like I looked in there after I bought it, then I checked the tracking, and that shit is shipping from Belgium. And this was like Thursday or whatever. Friday they picked it up in Belgium. And that shit is already in Tennessee right now.
Bruh, I can't get no tracking on none of this shit, though. It told me to go to Ship by Top U. Who the fuck is Top U?
Yeah, you ain't getting that shit.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on?
You might as well just order that from Wish. That shit is going to surprise y'all niggas. She's going to be 18, and that shit just going to come in the mail out of nowhere.
That's what I'm like. I'm like, what is this? I'm like, it's just one button. So it's like, it ain't like it's a big-ass item or some shit like that. So this shit could get lost in the sauce easily. It's a fucking button. So I'm like, yeah, good luck with them shits. But let me see. I have no.
No,
other...
I'm gonna be honest. This ain't no plug or anything like that. But like I just said, like the Gymshark shit, yo, they got some bomb ass like joggers and shit on there. So if y'all looking for some joggers at decent prices, yo, Gymshark got them shits.
And if y'all looking for some teeth at a decent price, Instasmile.com. This ain't no ad. But if I cop teeth, I'm probably going to cop them from InstaSmile because they got a discount going on right now. The code
Christmas
is
special.
Christmas special, 20% off. The code is Light Up. So if you smoke weed, you already know what that means. Light Up.
These teeth going to light up your life.
Ah, shit. I'm trying to get it. Trying to get these teeth. But I have no other verses. That was the last one.
That's all right. It's been, what, 2 hours already?
Close
two
to
hours?
It. Close to it. I'm still hurt that the fuck I ain't get my phone and this video game I bought sucks.
What you buy?
I'm about to get a refund on that shit. Fucking, what's the name of that shit? Cyberpunk.
You get that Cyberpunk. I was just about to say that.
Yep.
You don't like it?
Nope. This shit's trash. This shit's trash.
Anytime they say it's a new open world game, I always compare it to like GTA, so nothing will ever be good enough.
And it's not. It's not even close to GTA. That's the crazy shit about it. It's like GTA's been out for so fucking long. It's not even close. You can't do half the shit you can do in GTA. Nigga, GTA got all kind of shit you can do. Nigga, they got casino, barbershops. Nigga, that's a whole world over there now. Niggas be role-playing that shit.
Yeah, I seen that. Boring does your life have to be that you have to do that?
I know. I see one chick, she be on there role-playing. And so she's a skinny little chick. She got an OnlyFans, too. I ain't never subscribed because she's a skinny little chick, and I ain't subscribing to no skinny little chick. I want to see some big asses and titties if I'm going to subscribe to some shit. I want to see no fucking. I'm very I'm selective on that. I'm like, you skinny. I ain't going to look at your OnlyFans, bitch. You charging $25.99.
Give me a discount.
Hell yeah, because you only got half the fucking goods, bitch. But anyway, she be role-playing and shit on there. And so her character, of course, since she extra skinny, she make her character extra thick and shit in the game. We're like, yo, she compensating for.
I seen one joint. One dude, he does the police role play. So he's like a police officer. And that shit boring like a motherfucker. I actually caught myself watching that shit for like half hour one day. And these niggas is playing by all the real world rules. It's the worst shit to ever watch.
I watched that shit too one time. I said, what the fuck is going on? They went in there. They said, all right, handcuff him now. I said, handcuff him? What the fuck? I said, first off, why ain't that nigga shooting back? I'm not role playing with y'all niggas. But then I heard they'd kick you off the server.
Yeah, this ain't fun.
I heard they'd kick you off the server. Yeah, this ain't fun. I was like, that's stupid. But I seen somewhere they be getting rowdy too. I saw niggas was selling drugs and shit, and the police came, and they ended up getting a shootout with the police and shit. Now that sound like fun to me. But yeah, that game, Cyberpunk, was ass. I think I can get a refund because I only played like 6 hours of it, and that shit was. I honestly didn't play 6 hours. I played like 2 hours, and the shit was on for the rest of the time on the pause screen.
What are you playing on a computer or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do that anyway. I'm old school.
Well, I got a controller. I don't use my keyboard.
Yeah, but I don't know, man.
I just ain't paying for no new console right now. And I already got I got the hardware to run that shit anyways, as if it is a console. So I was like, fuck it. Ain't no point of going out spending money on ridiculous amount of money on a console. Especially right now, because niggas is trying to get you, they're trying to beat you over the head on that bitch. It ain't even worth it.
I can wait till January for all that.
I can wait till whenever. I don't give a shit. It could be next. It could be 2 years from now. Honestly, I don't give a fuck no more.
Well, like, I was about to say that too, because I don't even really play games like that. Yeah. It's like a certain amount of games that come out that I play, and my kids play Fortnite all day, so it's like
they can play that on their fucking phone, a tablet. For that. Yeah, they can do anything with that. Yeah, and they still getting full 60 frames a second. That's all that really matters.
Because if I had a console, all I'd be using it for is like Netflix and Hulu and shit.
Yeah. I play a couple games, but other than that, it ain't really.
If I buy a PS5, if I buy a PS5 besides for my kids, the only reason I'll buy it is if like GTA 6 comes out.
GTA, yep.
Like that.
I was just about to say a new GTA come out. But other than that, I ain't really.
That or that next installment of Final Fantasy 7.
That's already out.
A bomb ass Resident Evil.
Resident Evil ain't been the same. I ain't really.
Now, I played one maybe like 2 years ago that came out. Was it 7? That was pretty good.
The one where you the dude. Did you play the one where you the dude stuck in that house? You trying to get out that bitch?
Yeah, that's the one I played.
You liked it, that one? With the fucking, yeah, all the puzzles and shit? With the old man chasing you around and shit?
Yeah, they all got puzzles in it.
Well, I mean, yeah, they all got puzzles, but the old man chasing you around and shit, that motherfucker never dies?
Yeah, it's like the fucking, what's the it called? Yeah, well, no, it's like the whole family.
Yeah, the whole family and shit, yeah. That's the one I didn't like. Yeah, I didn't like finish that one. You finished it? You beat it?
Hell yeah.
I never beat it. I never finished it.
Hell yeah, I played it. I wish I could have played it on, with like the 3D thing.
You wild.
Like
you wild.
Glasses and shit like that.
Oh, you wilding now.
Yeah, because that shit was crazy scary. Yo.
Yeah, that was. Especially the part where you sitting in there in the car and shit. You trying to get in the fucking car and this nigga chasing after you and he would not fucking die. Yeah, that wasn't cool. I'm like, how the fuck you kill this nigga?
That part, that part, and when you come down the attic and that bitch cut your hand off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then you wake up, you got the fake arm, you got the fake hand on this shit. It's like, what the
fuck? Yeah, that's some scary shit.
Yeah, that's wild. Yeah, that's the last one I played, too. And I was like, I can't.
But they do have a new one coming out.
They do. I heard about it. I already got a new one.
It's called The Village or some shit like that.
I heard.
I don't play that shit at nighttime, though.
I might actually play that one because that one looked pretty good.
I'm a big-ass baby.
You ain't going to play it at night? Why not? It ain't that scary.
I'm scared. No,
It ain't that scary. I ain't going to lie. That shit got some fucking crazy-ass jump scares.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
But shit, I ain't got nothing else, man. Shout out to everybody that's listening, that's ever listened. Shout out to all the countries that have been listening. Shout out to Ireland. I tell them just shout out random countries Ireland. That listen. Shout out to Ireland. Y'all listen. Who else? That's it. That's all I can think of right now. what else I got? That's it for the verses. I have no more verses. That's it, pretty much. Shout out to everybody that had a birthday. Shout out to my nigga Sheen. He had a birthday. Stone birthday coming up. It's about, I think, who else listened that got a birthday coming up? I can't remember all y'all, but if y'all got birthdays coming up, shout out to y'all. I have nothing else.